Asylum. The ache of the black lily is giving wooden dolls away. With sequin eyes, I too have found a small house to shelter in. This asylum with white walls and a child caught is blank, enough for creation. Its chimney is a throat, with jewels spilling out the mouth into a swirling sky. Outside my window, all of the elms have fallen on their backs. They do not shriek like a pestle in the mortar when there is not enough bone to grind, but collide softly, like cherries dropped on the cement. I peer past the bars over my windows toward the herb garden and forest beyond. Once, lost in the woods, I came to a witch's hut and boiled snakes in a net with her long thin fingers as my own. Now they appease me with trinkets on my bed, vomited between fangs, kernels of corn, a diamond ring, an antique key. The time is near when the peasant will marry more than grain, when I will sow rubies large as goat heads from between my thighs. The palm on my breast belongs to a creature, both an infant and a man, its yolk now buried with the ravens and poisoned porridge. So I haul the shore up to my neck and let the tidal waves sink me, crash in sudden gasps into my face, kiss me clean.